I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, roamingoz.com.au. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we're in Campbelltown, Tasmania.
Yes.
At the CMCA Rally. Now, last week we started off the show.
Yes, with Ken and Vi.
With Ken and Vi. And they were the organisers of the CMCA Rally in Campbelltown.
Yes.
And this show we are chatting with, first of all,
Lynn and Jan.
Now, Lynn and Jan, they are ex-ambulance or paramedics.
Yep.
And they look after anybody who might get injured, because you can imagine.
So they're first aid.
They're first aiders, yeah. And the CMCA rally gets a lot of people, can get up to 2,000 people there.
Yeah, but not at this one.
Not at this particular one, but as a maximum, they've had around about 18 to 2,000 at these ones.
Right.
Now, it's great to know that if you should fall down, injure yourself.
Yes, there's someone there.
You've got professional people there who can take care of you. So that's
correct.
A fabulous idea for the CMCA. Now, straight after that, we are chatting with
Rhonda, and she's the secretary.
She is the secretary, and she's a lovely, lovely lady. We had a really fun time chatting with her. And straight after that,
We're chatting to Paul and Vicky.
Now, Paul is the president of the Huon Pioneers,
which is a chapter.
One of the chapters in the CMCA rally, yes. And his wife, Vicky.
Who was the treasurer for the rally itself.
Okay. Now, these were a fun couple, weren't they?
Because they were.
We had a lot of fun chatting with these ones, listeners. And
oh, look, they all were good.
Oh, look, they were all good. But Paul and Vicky, I mean, great sense of humour, because Vicky likes to consider herself to be Paul's carer because she only looks half his age.
Oh, right.
And we did mention that in the chat. So, look, fabulous discussions with all these people, listeners. And apart from any of this, we've also got a great selection of Johnny Williamson music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
My dad snores, does yours? My grandpa snores too. Through walls and doors, it rumbles right through. My mum's nearly going insane, though she kicks him again and again. What are we going to do? Your dad, does he snore too? My dad snores, does yours, like an old steam train. There he goes again, like thunder and rain. And we tried a peg on his nose when he snores through the TV show. What are we going to do? Your dad, does he snore too? My dad snores, he roars like our old school bus. What's the fuss, he says, what's the matter with us? So we tape him on a blank cassette, but he still doesn't believe us yet. What are we going to do? Your dad, does he snore too?
This is Roaming Oz, and we are at Campbelltown at the CMCA rally, and I'm chatting with two of the volunteers who look after all the sick and or injured people, and that is Lynn and Jan. How are you today, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, good.
Tell us all about your role here, because you both got paramedic or ambulance experience. Okay. So, Lynn, how long were you involved in the ambulance?
Nearly 20 years in the New South Wales ambulance.
Okay.
As a paramedic.
So when did you decide, Lynn, to get involved in this as a volunteer?
Oh, I've been in the CMCA since, I think, 2013.
Right.
And, yeah, friends of mine were volunteers and in a different role. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, yeah, why not? I've got skills there that I could possibly be of use. And, yeah, so I don't remember which was... I think Pondville might have been my first one.
We met at Pondville.
Okay.
Yeah, which was 2015, 16, so. Something like that.
That was a national rally as against this is a state rally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was much, much bigger than
I was going to say, so the national rallies are a lot larger.
Yes.
So national rallies, how many people would you get there off the top of your head?
I think Bathurst. They had one at Bathurst. They had one at Bathurst about 2018, and there was over 1,000 vans there.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've had up to 1,800.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So 1,800 vans could potentially mean... Oh, 1,800
people. Yeah.
Okay.
And it isn't necessarily two to a van either, because there's a significant number of solos.
Okay. Yeah. So, now what about you, Jan?
I was a volunteer ambulance officer in South Australia.
Okay.
And then in Tasmania for 19 years.
Okay.
I did that. I've had a first aid certificate for 50 years I worked out.
Wow.
Wow. That's a long time.
And I've been at a lot of BLASAD camps and probably 10 in national rallies.
Yep.
And probably 10 state rallies.
So, as volunteers and first aid people, do you get many? They call them patients. Do they call them patients? People who have.
No, we don't get overly many. But given that the people here are probably 60 upwards on
yes.
the whole,
yeah,
we've had half the people we've seen this rally have been skin tears.
Right.
So there's people with old lady skin.
Of yeah. course.
And falls.
Falls.
Yeah.
Skin
falls
tears.
And skin tears.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of both.
So in your bus, because you've got a bus, you're on call, and it's. Do you have all the gear in there? Like, have you got an OxyViva in there or a...
That's not part of first aid.
No?
We can only use what the first aid training.
Okay.
And mine was St John's.
Yes.
And it's New South Wales Ambulance. Yeah.
Ambulance.
Yeah. So, yeah, if we don't have the equipment. Obviously
no,
you can't use it and you don't have the equipment if you're not...
So defibrillators, for example?
But we do have a defibrillator
you
so
do,
we
yep.
can start people's hearts if we need to.
Okay.
Let's hope we never have
no,
to.
No,
so you've never needed to, thank heavens.
Oh, not at a rally.
Not at a rally, no. No. Well, you don't know, do you?
I mean, they couldn't get too excited at line dancing.
That's it.
And we're trained for it.
You've trained for it. So obviously you can cover anything from a skinned knee from a fall to
yes.
a possible heart attack.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. When you, like you said, the average age of the people that attend these type of rallies would be 65 plus, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I'm 65 this year. Don't laugh.
I'm in the plus group.
Yes, okay. Well, I won't ask you how old you are, but there's a lot of people out there that are really quite elderly,
yes,
and they do look a little frail, some of them with their mobility scooters and so forth. So to have trained people at a rally is fantastic. And you girls are on call. You've even got your little UHF radio strapped to you.
Yes, we go to bed with it.
Oh, really?
So any interesting stories? Have you ever been called out up at 2 a.m. or something because somebody's fell
I've
out?
I've done 8 of these state rallies in Tasmania.
Right.
So I've been here, and I was working with a volunteer, Ambo from Beaconsfield.
Right.
And he and I never got called out of bed. Not that we were in the same bed.
No.
We never got called out of bed until the last rally here.
Right.
And that
really?
wasn't until about 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Wow.
But it can happen.
Of
yes.
course.
And people don't ring you at night for a Band-Aid.
No.
No.
That's true.
No. Not like ringing up the ambulance because they've got a headache or a...
Stubbed toe, I've done that.
Like they're doing... like some people are doing.
So you're both part of the Dalrymple Drifters,
yes.
which is in Launceston
it's
area.
It's based up and down the Tamar, really.
Yep.
Although I live in Sheffield.
Right.
And Lynn lives in her van.
Yeah.
Oh, you're...
I'm a nomad.
Oh, right, okay. So you just drift around.
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a full-time traveller, Lynn.
I am. I've been on the road since 2019.
And what sort of vehicle or caravan, motorhome?
I have a motorhome. It's a Sun Camper on a Ford Transit.
Okay.
But prior to that, I had a Coaster.
Okay.
For 7.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you travel alone? Have you got a partner with you?
I travel alone.
You travel
alone? Got a dog.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a little dog.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
I call him my little terrorist.
Fair enough. So that's interesting, isn't it? So you travel alone. When you go to, do you only go to the rallies and things like that, or do you just
no? I just wander around and a lot of the free camps mainly. I'm usually off grid.
Yep. Yes.
And yeah, I just meet a lot of people, and I meet them more than once usually.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So when you're travelling, are you on call?
No.
You don't tell people, I'm a first aider if you're about to have a heart attack.
No, I don't. Talking to people, you know, they ask you what you do, and I say, well, you know, I was an ambulance paramedic for 20 years. And but I don't think anyone's ever, I can't remember anybody ever knocking on the door going, I need some assistance.
Some assistance, yeah. Fair enough.
One day it might happen. Hope not. But
so you go along to other
rallies,
chapters, and
rallies.
Yeah, that's how I actually knew Jan, and I knew some other people that are in the same chapter.
Yep.
And that's how I actually joined the Dalrymples.
Yeah.
Okay. And we go away once a month, as most chapters do.
Yes.
And people like Lynn are very welcome to come along.
Yep.
Well, I imagine people like Lynn and yourself would be on the top of the guest list, wouldn't you? They'd be contacting you.
Well, we are, because we keep the defibrillator in our van. But it belongs to all the Tassie rallies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just the caretaker.
Okay.
Ah, right.
And you've never needed to use it so far?
No.
That's great. That's great news.
Well, I think on our respective ambulances, we've used the much bigger ones.
Oh, many.
Yes.
Not as first aiders, fortunately.
Not as first aiders, yes.
No. Oh, okay. Very good.
So
we'll fix that up.
What inspired you to join the CMCA? Because there's a lot of caravan groups out there. Did you just automatically gravitate to CMCA, or did you think,
I joined through friends of mine who were already in the CMCA. So that's how I joined. But, yeah, there's a lot of benefits for belonging to. So.
Tell us the benefits, ladies. What are the benefits of CMCA?
You get a better deal on insurance through a company that is purely motorhome and caravan specific.
Right.
Because you can't. We tried to organise ours with the people we had the car with, and they said, well, we'll insure it as a truck. And we said, no, it's more than a truck.
Mm.
It's got all that stuff in it. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Oh, really?
So the insurance company that is available through CMCA. Is it's not the cheapest, but it's the most comprehensive.
Right.
And does that particular... Mention the company. What's the company called?
Kentame.
Insurance,
Now, does Kentame only deal with CMCA, or does he deal with anybody?
I assume it's everybody.
I think he's available for everybody, but being a CMCA member...
You get discounts?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, we've been doing it for 20 years, so I can't remember.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
And we also get a lot of other...
benefits?
We get a booklet of deals that we can get for things, and on the spirit of Tasmania...
Sorts of So the CMCA members, and this is interesting, listeners, do they get a discount on the Spirit of Tasmania?
I think what you can get, it changes all the time, but I think what you can get now is if you change your booking, you can do it without a penalty.
Ah, right.
If you're going at a time that costs more, then you have to pay the extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can change your booking without a penalty. I believe that's still
true. Oh, right. Okay, so there's a benefit. Any other benefits that immediately come to mind? Or?
There are probably motor places that...
Yeah, there's different... We get, as Jan said, we get a booklet that has... member advantages.
Okay.
So you might get, 10% off this, or you might get 5% off that if you use that particular company. But we also have what they call the RV. Got what they call them now. The parks. The
RV parks.
Specific to, they're not specific to CMCA members.
No. Well, it costs you a lot less.
It costs you a lot less than if you...
It's $3 for your vehicle and two more for each person.
Mm,
whereas caravan parks are... There aren't many facilities, but they're available. A lot of people with bikes go to them because there's some security.
Yeah. Okay. We're actually using one at Railton.
Yes. Yeah, we live just up the road.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. We come knocking on your door.
So in Tasmania, there's one at Railton and one at at Geeston. Yes.
Other people can go, but they've got to pay $15 a night. And so it's worth their while to join CMCA.
Yep,
of course.
And you get a discount.
Especially if you're travelling further in Australia, they're all over the place now.
And hundreds of thousands of CMCA members I've found out today.
Each
state has got its own membership. New South Wales, I think, is about 134.
Yeah, it's probably 70,000 plus.
Yeah. And in Tasmania, you're around 70,000. So, wow, that's only two states, 200,000 people.
And it also means that if you belong to CMCA, you can go to anybody else's rally.
Yes.
So there's about 100 chapters or so, and you can go to anybody else's rally, A, if you pay whatever their camping fees are, which is never very much, and if there's room.
Yeah.
So you can look it up in The Wanderer, which is the magazine we all get, and see who's doing what, ring up the contact.
Fabulous idea, The Wanderer.
Well, that's how, we found out about it because we didn't know there was a rally on.
No.
Someone came knocking on our door in a caravan park and said, are you going? And we said, no, we didn't know about it. And then started, you know, doing a bit of Googling, emailing, and here we are. So, you know, and it's good. It's our first rally.
Our first experience at CMCA rally.
Yeah, we're enjoying it because there's something on every day.
Every day.
There is.
And it keeps you involved and you're always meeting new people.
Absolutely.
And especially if you're on the road on your own.
That's the point of travelling.
Yeah. And we have seminars that are quite informative. We had one earlier on lithium batteries.
Yes.
And one coming up very shortly.
Yeah, on your wheels, tyres.
Yes. Tyre and wheel maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay, so any immediate plans for the next trip on the road for you, say, Lynn? Where are you heading to from here?
I'm planning one for next year, going to Western Australia.
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah, taking my sister along. She's never sort of been anywhere, so her and I are going to be trooping it.
And you, Jen?
I'm recovering from a broken hip, so I'm not going very far.
No.
You're not travelling?
No.
But I'll do the monthly ones with that chapter.
Yes.
Fabulous.
So where's your next one, actually?
We do a safari. We're not allowed to call it a safari. It's not a CMCA thing, the safari, anymore. They won't cover it. So one of our members just organised a 5-day safari to go.
Oh, wonderful.
We do that every March.
Oh, wonderful.
So that'll be our next one.
Well, you never know. We might see you on the road. We'll say hi.
You'll
have your flag flying?
Yes.
Yes? Very good.
All right, ladies. Well, I think we've covered enough.
I think so.
The main idea was to let our listeners know that if they do become members of the CMCA and go to a rally, there will be medical assistance if required.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. A must. Yes. All right, ladies, I'm going to wind this up now. Now, do either one of you have a favourite singer or band, Australian?
Oh, John Williamson, of course.
John Williamson, Lynn, lady of my own heart. A favourite Johnny Williamson song?
Old Farts in Caravan Park.
Yeah.
It seems to apply to all of us.
Go around. All right, ladies, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
There we go, listeners. That is Jan and Lynn, and they are both the first aiders here at the Campbelltown CMCA Rally. And we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Johnny Williamson's Old Farts in Caravan Parks.
When we were in the Kimberley, we actually toured the show through first of all. And I made sure everybody in the audience knew I was going to come back through with a camper van. So I got all sorts of invites to go out to stations and up rivers fishing for barramundi. Just fantastic. And, of course, we did stay in a lot of caravan parks as well. This is all the way between Broome and Darwin. And I'd forgotten all about caravan parks. And it's fabulous. I met all these wonderful old people. And I could feel a song coming on straight away. And I've called it Old Farts and Caravan Park. Oh, happy travellers are we, around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. King of the road, are we? Up a mountain road we wind, with a mile of traffic stuck behind. Too friendly a folk you wouldn't find. Oh, cheery old chooks away. We've hit the road and sold a home, like a pair of drovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free.
and a pair of toilers are we. We'll pick fruit or prune a tree. Any old job doesn't worry me. It'll cover our fuel and the camping fee. Ah, frugal old farts, oi. And the dear old chook of you in your terry toweling dressing gown, the one you bought in the country town. Yours is pink and mine is brown. Fred Bear, old fart, oi. Yet I've hit the road and sold a home. Like a pair of rovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. Oh, geez, we'll have to pull up again soon, don't we? And a tidy little unit away. Everything has a place to be. A jar of coffee and a tin of tea. A life or two, but not for three. Oh, sexy old tarts away. And we always camp just near the loo, cos I have to go at midnight too. And dribble, 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 dribble's all I do. All over the hill are we. Oh, happy campers are we. Around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. Go around. Go around. And the same to you too, sonny.
We'll see here. This is Roaming Oz, and where are we again, Lynn?
We're at Campbelltown at the CMCA rally.
We are indeed, listeners, and we are chatting with Rhonda, and she is the rally secretary. How are you today, Rhonda?
Very well, thanks, Phil. How are you?
Oh, look, we're having a fabulous time here at this rally.
Yeah,
it's
been
our first time.
It is welcome. Yeah,
welcome
to the first timers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you go
so
to the first timers afternoon tea?
Yes, we did.
Very
we did
good.
Pop in.
Yeah,
we're
good.
A little bit late, I think, but we did pop in for
it. Oh, that's
it,
good. Good.
It sure is.
Like to make our first timers welcome.
Yes.
Find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. And we've been having a good time, actually.
Excellent.
No,
excellent.
It's good. So much going on that's keeping us busy.
There's something for everyone.
I haven't had time to have my morning coffee. So I'm starting to get a bit of the jitters.
And he's starting to get the shakes. I mean, it is 20 to 12.
Yes.
So your morning coffee will be lunch.
Yes. Okay. So how long have you been the rally secretary for, Rhonda?
This is my first one as rally secretary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jumped in the deep end.
Yep.
So it's been very, very enjoyable, very challenging in ways, but I've got secretarial experience, but there's a lot of nuances with running a rally.
Yeah.
So, but living and learning, and as long as you keep a good sense of humour, there's no problems.
Yep, don't let things worry you too much.
No, roll with the punches.
Yep. And you're part of a chapter as well?
I'm the president of the Dalrymple Drifters. I've been with them for about 12 years.
Yep.
Been president for the last 2 years.
And where's the Dalrymple Drifters in Tasmania?
They're based loosely around Launceston. They started in Georgetown, but we accept members from anywhere as long as they enjoy camping.
Yep. No, good. Mm. Excellent.
So you've been a member of it for 12 years and you do this with your partner?
Yes, I travelled with my partner, Lorraine.
Okay. And did you meet her there?
No, we met up in Brisbane 23-odd years ago.
Okay.
Oh, right.
And we had a caravan first, travelled around Australia in 2004 for 8 months.
Okay.
And I decided that towing a caravan was beyond me, hitching and unhitching all the time.
Right.
So we bought a motorhome and we've been travelling in that for the last 10 years, 12 years.
So do you guys live on the road?
No.
No?
But we do, every second year we do 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Last year we did, I think it was about 7 months. We went up through the centre of New South Wales up to Corumba, came out to the coast near Cooktown. Went down as far as Wide Bay, Harvey Bay,
mm-hmm.
decided if we go through New South Wales and Victoria, we wouldn't get back into Tasmania because of COVID. So we did a big U-turn back up through Queensland, into the Territory, down through South Australia and back. Added another 4,500 kilometres, but it was 6 months well worth on the road.
Yep.
We loved it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's
so
good.
So how big's your motorhome?
It's 21 feet, 7 metres. It's the Green Coast just outside.
Okay. Mm. And you both drive it?
No. Well, Lorraine used to drive it, but she had a heart attack some time ago.
Okay.
And she'll drive it in an emergency, but so far we haven't had one of those.
Oh, that's good.
Fabulous. Mm. Excellent stuff. So at the rallies, I mean, people come here to relax and to enjoy and to meet new people. Now, as the secretary, do you get to relax much or is it a lot of work?
Yeah, no, it's work. For me, it's sort of work on and off all the time.
Okay.
Booking people in, doing this. But it's not work. It's enjoyable. The first few days we came, the advance party, so to speak, came in on Monday, Monday evening.
And
so it's basically
up.
Tuesday, Wednesday we set up.
Yep.
And then everyone comes in Thursday.
Yep.
So that's the busy time.
Yes.
But I've got a team of admin people that help me, and we have coordinators for all sorts of things, from meet and greet, parking and sighting, first aid, what else have we got, security. So there's coordinators for each of those. I've got a team doing toilets and just generally keeping things clean and tidy.
Yeah, well, the toilets, I must say, are very clean and you don't see any rubbish laying around.
We've got an excellent team.
Yeah,
and that's all just volunteer.
Yeah.
You can volunteer before the rally, so you come in those couple of days early, you get 2 free days, free parking, so you're only paying for the rally itself. So it suits people who are on the road.
Yes.
They come and help, and it's just all hands on deck, basically. Yep. But
and you're not working all day. You sort of just have your duties and then
Have your duties. Like the cleaners might be doing morning and afternoon. Mm. My staff didn't do anything, the admin staff, because I was in there working on other stuff. So, and there's people busy outside, so they're not in here.
Yep.
Right.
So I didn't need anyone just sitting there doing nothing.
Good. And so your Dalrymple Drifters, you sort of meet once a month?
Yes, we have a rally every month.
Yep.
Or a safari or something. We have a rally every month, though.
And you go
different places around. Yep. In the wintertime, we try and get a hall so that we've got a kitchen and a fireplace or something warm. But we love doing the camping. So some of our older members prefer the ones where you've got a hall.
Yes.
Some of the younger ones, we love our campfires and so forth. So we have to have a mix of both.
Yep.
Keeps everyone happy.
Oh, and you play this game, which we learnt in the last...
Something bowls?
Disc bowls.
Disc bowls.
And you play that, you have competition.
Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately, we don't practice a lot.
Oh, don't you?
But some of them take it very seriously. And it's good fun.
Yes.
I
enjoy
it. Yesterday.
All of our members decided after playing up there, they got through to us in the second or third round. They said, we should practice this more often. So I think the disc bowls will be coming on our rallies a bit more often.
Right, okay.
Do you know much about the history of the disc bowls? Like, Where did it come from?
I have no idea. But you can go on to... It's a big thing.
It's
huge. Go on to the website and look up disc bowls.
Yep.
And there's Hoyle's rules just about.
Yes.
Oh, Ben showed me his kid earlier.
And heaven help you if you've infringed the rules. They take it seriously.
So in your chapter, do you have many people that have caravans and that, or are they all mainly motorhomes?
We've only got one with a caravan. She's had a motorhome but is now travelling with a partner that has a caravan. So would they end up with a caravan or a motor? I don't know. Or none. Who knows? But I've got no problem with people whether they've got caravans, camper vans, or what they've got. To me, it's about enjoying the rally.
Yeah. Yes.
We're all out there doing the same thing. What does it matter what we travel in?
True.
That's my personal view.
Yeah, no. So, so do you sort of find a place that is suitable? Because we now travel with a fifth wheeler. So if you're part of a chapter, do they, if they know you're coming, do they cater so that for parking?
As a CMCA member, you can go to any chapter rally whatsoever. In the back of the Wanderer, there's a list of all the rallies.
Yes.
Ring up whoever the contact is, say, I've got a fifth wheel, can I come and join you for the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, you bet.
Oh, right, so, okay.
Unless, of course, they're in some little tiny campsite where
that's,
you can't.
That's yeah.
So that's why you just give them a ring, but most of them have got places.
Yeah.
So,
very good.
So we've heard the Wanderer mentioned. Now, tell us what the Wanderer is for the benefit of the listeners.
Yeah, the Wanderer is a magazine put out by the CMCA every month.
Right.
You can get it online, so when you're travelling, you can still keep up with your Wanderer. It tells you all sorts of things. People put in recipes. They've got articles about travelling here or travel there or new campsites. There's advertising for the various bits and pieces that are available for campers.
Okay.
It's got a list of all of RV-friendly towns, RV-friendly parks, CMCA parks, it's got a list of, in the back, a calendar of all the rallies that are coming up all throughout Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very informational piece booklet. You know,
yes.
I couldn't live without my Wanderer.
No. And you say that comes out each month.
Each
so that's
month,
part of your subscription when you join CMCA?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I have had it emailed to me. I must say I haven't read it all because it's quite long.
It is. There's a couple outside if you want to have a look at one.
Okay.
But they're about yay thick.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very interesting magazine, though. Mm. And I look forward to getting mine every month.
Absolutely.
I read it on my iPad.
Yep.
My partner reads it in the hard copy because she likes turning the pages.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd rather read it in hard copy.
So when we come home, you know, sometimes you just want to keep that article.
Yes.
So,
But it's really good to have something like that because if you are travelling on the road, like Lynn and myself are travelling in Tasmania, we found out about the CMCA rally quite by chance, but obviously if you're a member of the CMCA and you receive your newsletter or your booklet, you may not know something's going on where you are.
Exactly.
But by having that, that's going to give you the opportunity of joining fellow CMCA members.
And if you're as a member of the CMCA, all the studies, not every state has a state rally.
Right,
but, the CMCA has a national rally every year.
Which is
that was just in Dolby, I think it is this year. It was in Bingara last year that got flooded out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, I remember reading that, yes.
They had to throw many people out. So, so that's a good one. Queensland has two state rallies up in Danfine Rally in Townsville and just off the top of my head, I can't think of the other one.
Yep.
Okay.
Tasmania has a state rally every year.
Mm-hmm.
Western Australia has a state rally. So there's
all
that information is always in the Wanderer.
Do you have any idea how many CMCA members there are? I mean, that's
a very big, broad question. I have no idea.
But there's
chapters. I'm sure we could find out. If you ring CMCA headquarters, I'll soon tell you.
Well, we're 132,000.
And that's only in your state, because you have that's N for New South Wales.
Oh,
So New
South Tasmanian.
So New South Wales has 134,000-something. And in Tasmania,
169,000.
69,000.
But that's 10 years ago, so.
Could be anything different.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a lot of people in the CMCA.
And
new people come on, so
obviously
it
just grows. CMCA would be able to give you an idea of how many there are.
Interesting. Very good.
Fantastic. I think we should wind this up.
We should.
What do you think, Lynn? It's been lovely chatting with Rhonda.
Yes.
She is the Rally Secretary of the CMCA here in Campbelltown, Tasmania.
Yep. Thank you,
Rhonda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being first-timers and getting involved in CMCA and in interviewing the people so everyone else knows about it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Yeah. Now, to wind this up, I've got to play your song. It has to be Australian. Do you have a favourite singer or band?
It'd have to be John Williamson's True Blue.
Johnny Williamson's True Blue. Great choice of song, Rhonda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time
today.
Thank
you. Okay.
Stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more Roaming On straight after Johnny Williamson's Hey True Blue.
Hey. my true blue. Don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker, and you'll be back later on. Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it Stan and boy you mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Hey, true blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. True blue, is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing?
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz and we are at Campbelltown with the CMCA rally and I'm chatting with Paul. He's the president of the Hugh and Pine Pioneers and his lovely other half. She likes to be known as his carer because she only looks half his age, and that's Vicky. How are you today, Vicky?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you, Paul?
I'm terrific, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Paul, as the president, how long have you been the president? Is this this is your chapter that you're the president of? Yes.
Chapter president.
Okay.
Chapter president, what, 5 years, I think, something like that. Yeah.
About 5 years.
You lose track of time. You're just enjoying it so much.
So what prompted you to want to be, I guess, on the team, as in you, Vicky, as the treasurer? That must be a lot of work for you, surely.
It is now.
Okay.
Leading up to it, there's not much because no one's really giving you a lot of money. It just goes into the bank.
Okay.
But now I'm getting all the bills and, you know, all the things that they bought and they want reimbursement for. So trying to balance it and make sure I've got enough you know, for that very last person who puts in that refund notice.
Okay.
That's where it gets a bit tricky.
So do you have any sort of bookkeeping experience, or was this, no. How did you come about this position?
Everyone else stepped backwards and I was one left in front, I think.
So you were asked to do the job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I used to be the secretary and treasurer combined when we first joined into this major state rally business.
Right.
And then I lost the secretary after a few years, which was a relief, but they kept me on with the treasurer part of it. So.
Oh.
But this is my last year, so.
Oh, Paul, she looks excited.
I am so excited. Yeah. I'll just be a normal person next year.
Okay. Okay, so what about you, Paul? Like, what do you do? What's involved as being the president?
I'm the president of our chapter.
Yes.
And it's really just... you're like the conductor of the orchestra. Everyone else is there and they're all doing their bits and pieces. They're contributing as they can.
Okay.
And so it's just making sure that everything's under control. We've got all the bases covered and
right.
There's nothing that we need to do that we haven't covered.
Well, we've been here for almost 5 days. Is that right, Lynn?
Yes,
it About is. 5 days. Paul, I haven't seen you stop.
No.
Yeah, you've been in the hall, you've been in the main hall there, and you've been conducting all the meetings and all the talks and introducing all the people. How is that for you? You enjoy that? Or?
That's been my privilege. What happens is that Ken and Vi have been our rally managers.
Right.
So they've been conducting the orchestra sort of thing like that.
Okay.
And I've sort of been appointed as MC, so I'm just announcing things that are coming up and just keeping people informed on what's been happening and what's going to happen. And we haven't any real
dramas.
No, nothing. It's still just run really smoothly, so we've been really lucky.
But he's a natural with things like that.
Yes.
Yes, he can talk like you said you can talk, but he's definitely got the gift of the gab, and people sort of hang on his words because he always puts humour into it as well, which makes you listen a bit more.
I used to be very timid and shy and used to worry about what people thought of you, and as you get older, you sort of lose it. And you think, I've got nothing to prove anymore. It doesn't matter. And if you make a fool of yourself, well, we just all have a bit of a laugh about it and move on. That's how it works.
Well, I haven't. Oh, sorry. It's gone, Lynn. No, you
so
go.
So how long have you been members of CMCA?
About 12 years, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
We're probably relative newcomers compared with some of the other people.
Oh, right. There's some that have been here like 30 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We got our van. We had a little transit van that belonged to my parents. They were in CMCA, and they weren't using it much, so they said, oh, do you want to buy this? And so we thought, oh, yeah, fair enough. And so we had it, and we'd go away. We didn't know about CMCA.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd just go away to our friend shack. We'd take the van down there and spend a week down there each mm-hmm. Christmas, and the rest of the year would just sit under the carport and not go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, we're not getting much value out of this, so we joined CMCA and found a chapter to belong to, and then once we did that, there was something happening every month, and so that was really good. So we really got more involved with that. We decided, after looking at other people's
rigs,
that maybe this little transit van with no facilities in there, we could do better than that. And we're going to be using it more, so we get the value out of it.
Yes.
I wasn't going to go to the mainland without an onboard toilet.
No, look, that makes perfect sense.
That was important.
Yeah.
And I must admit, this is a beautiful rig.
Yeah.
And when I walked in, I thought, wow, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
And you modestly said, oh, it's a bit old. It's a 2000 model,
2000,
is that correct?
Yeah.
So it's 20, two, what, two, three, four. Almost 23 years old.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so to look at it. It's immaculately maintained.
Yeah.
And
it's just a standard van with no real bells and whistles as such, but it's just got everything you need when you're going away.
Correct.
And traveling. You feel cozy
spacious.
As well.
Spacious.
Cozy.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, I mean, you've got seating. You've got the two reclining
chairs
and you've got a couch, so you can fit four or five people in here easily.
You just shove the bed away.
Mm. The bed's up the
back. Up the top. Yeah.
So that works out really well. But I think that's it. As long as you've got somewhere comfortable to sit, seeing and sit and watch TV or relax or have a bit of a snooze in the afternoon if you feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it works out really well for us.
So does being, on the committee of the CMCA, that must take up a fair bit of your time?
The closer to the rally time, it does.
Okay.
Leading up to that, you sort of get the odd bit of work, but it sort of increases the closer you
as
get
as it gets
to
close.
It. Yes,
yeah.
We sort of follow the same sort of format each year with our rally, so we know what's going to happen. So that makes it a lot easier. So it's just a matter of, you know, this is coming up. Have you got that covered, or is this arranged, or is someone going to look after that? So it works fairly easily like
and
that.
And you must look forward to when you do the rallies, day five, because it's a lot quieter and laid-back day for you, because there's not much happening. There is things happening, like you've had meetings and everything, and like there's bingo and then a barbecue, but it's a lot quieter day.
It's a winding down sort of process.
It is a winding down sort of day. And I'm surprised that a few people have already pulled out.
Yeah, a few have had to go because being a Monday, they've got appointments or they've got to be places or things like that.
Yeah.
So we used to finish on a Monday for the last many years. We used to finish on a Monday, and even though we've advertised it, a lot of them don't read their program properly and thought, and even today someone said, we have to go, but I didn't realise it was going on. I thought, why do we print these programs?
The program's a fabulous idea. I said that to Lynn, being a member of the CMCA and receiving the Wanderer, which is the name of your magazine, and telling you what's going on. That's a fabulous idea.
It's great. Got lots of stories of people. You know, people write stories who've been somewhere, and they like to share their story. Plus, there's information in the magazine about, you know, new products that are coming out or different ideas that you might think about having in your van. So that's really valuable.
And also, too, in the back of the book, you can see all the chapters in the stage. So now that we're members... I didn't know about these chapters. Had no idea. So, you know, we've got two in our area that, you know, we can look up and, join them if we want. So what we might do is just go along to, you know, a get-together on each, see which one we like, and then, you know, see which people we click with.
We try to have different weeks so that you can go and join other chapters.
Yeah, you have got one, actually, which I've just realised, Hugh and Pine one, in Hagley.
Yes.
At the...
Is that May?
April, about the 20th. March. We leave on the 26th of April, and we're booked in there on the 24th and 25th. I'm thinking, do we stay a few extra days and join you guys?
I didn't realise. So you guys are going to be at that one or no?
Yeah, we're staying at the showground, I think, the Hagley Showground.
Oh, no, it's Hagley RV Park.
Oh, that's a separate...
Another area.
But, I think one of the good things about joining a chapter is you get to meet with other people, and it's surprising how many different skills there are within a chapter. So you'll finish up that there'll be... when we first joined it, we came along and knew nothing about our van.
Yep. But, you learn.
Someone says, did you know you can do this? Or this is how you adjust that. Or if you've got problems with it, we didn't know how something worked. And that someone was always in the chapter that's had experience. So it's a real learning experience and support.
We had someone helping us with our van, you know.
We did, yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, that was Paul and Diane. But Paul and Diane, we asked them if they were part of a chapter. And they said no, because they thought it would take up too much of their time. Like, if you're in a chapter, is there some sort of obligation to go to?
Not really. No. When you become a CMCA member, you have the option to associate yourself with a chapter.
Okay.
And you can associate it with one chapter at a time.
Okay.
So there's nothing to say you can't be with one chapter and decide to transfer and be... And it's really just... going along and joining in with their activities.
Right.
So your chapter activities usually mean you've got a rally once a month somewhere, and our group, in between rallies, we have a lunch somewhere. We just have a counter meal somewhere.
We miss each other in between.
That's nice.
We're
that's
so
good.
Close.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of catching up. It's almost like another family. It's just a group of people, and we're keeping an eye out for each other. So
that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah. But you want to join. You want to go to the next rally. You wouldn't think of it as a chore of, rally next week, we've got to go. It's never like that. It's, when's the next rally? You can't wait to go.
Yeah. So what do you do each month? Do you, you know, go out and do sightseeing? Do you do pub crawls? Do you have happy hours, of course?
Usually what would happen at the weekend, we'll have a place we're going to meet. So we arrive there on the Thursday. We go from Thursday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a little bit extra time to do that. So we'll go there. And dish bowls is very popular in our chapter.
Yes.
And so
we've learnt that.
You set up the disc golf court first. That's one of the first activities to get involved. And so there's always that option that if there's nothing else happening, you'll get a group to go and do that. But we might go for a walk around the township. If we can, we usually try and have a meal out somewhere at the hotel or the restaurant there. And then you'll spend a lot of time sitting around just talking and catching up with each
or
other.
Or fixing someone's problems in their van. Yep. And the women will be out. Often there's op shops.
Yes.
So all the women are at the op shop. Yep. You know, we help them out big time.
Well, yeah. I think if there was op shop shopping, Phil would be there.
Oh, he's op shop junkie. I must confess.
But if the weather's nice, everyone just goes for a walk. We'll look at a town. We have a game of Skittles as well as disc bowls.
Yep.
You know, we've got a couple of people in our group that really look into the area, and they say, well, you know, there's a platypus walk
at
sunset, so we'll go there. Mm. And, you know, they have a few things organised. Nice. We might have a quiz night within ourselves. It might be a fancy dress dinner or a big combined dinner. Everyone brings a casserole and we just all share the food.
Yeah, that's good.
Every rally, it's something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's what we might do the first night we're out at the rally, is we have a nibbles night. Yep. So rather than just go back to your own room for we just have a combined thing. So everyone brings some sausage rolls or casserole or something like that. So we all have our first meal for the rally together. And so it gives you a chance to catch up and see what's going on.
Oh, good.
A lot of fun. Mm.
So with your members, do you have, because a lot of the members are older.
Yes.
They're retirees, I guess, for want of a better word. Do you have younger people joining with families? Are the younger chapters? I mean, you look absolutely gorgeous, but I understand, Vicky, you are Paul's carer, is that right?
As he tells people.
So do you get younger families? Are they younger chapters, or is it mainly for the retirees?
Well, mainly the younger people have probably got work commitments.
Okay.
So they don't have the availability to get away like this.
Okay.
And if you've got families, you've probably got family commitments and sport and goodness knows what else at weekends, so that may not be appropriate. So it tends to be mainly retirees.
Mainly retirees.
That have done that. And it's a bit of a challenge to try and keep your membership numbers up to try and attract new members as some of your members sort of move away.
Yeah. Right.
So we're always sort of on the lookout. And personally, I think every time that someone sells a motorhome, that there should be a little pack of advertising CMCA that goes with it and say, listen, have you thought about getting the most out of your van by joining a chapter?
Yes.
And then you can come along and be involved in more activities.
Yeah, well, the reason why we joined was when I was looking for places to stay in Tassie, I noticed that there was one at Railton and then there was the one at Jeeveson, which we'd stayed at before it was a CMCA place. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, well, I can get discounted camping and everything else. I thought, why not join it and see what else? Yes. And then we got told about the rally and thought, well, okay. And so here we are.
I must confess, I didn't know what to expect.
No.
When we were informed of the rally, it was by some other fifth-wheelers. And I thought, oh, this will be great because we're new to the fifth wheeling. And I thought, oh, I'm just imagining a whole bunch of us fifth wheelers hanging around. And I'll be able to ask lots of questions and maybe get some reversing tips. And then when we get here, they're mainly motorhomes, aren't they? Really?
Yeah.
The majority would probably be 70% motorhomes, 25% caravans, and 5% maybe, not even.
Yeah. I think there's only just started letting or joining caravans into the CMCA.
Oh, right.
So it's always been motorhomes?
It is a motorhome club.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a caravan club somewhere else, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's the CMCA is the camper van and motorhome club of Australia.
Okay.
So it's mainly motorhome people that join CMCA. And so that allows us to sort of be travelling with similar people.
Yes.
And the other advantage, I think, we're about to go to the mainland later in the year, and being a CMCA member, we know there's all these other chapters around the place. So as we travel, if we find a weekend away where There's another chapter who are doing a rally.
Mm.
We can time, because it's advertised in the Wanderer, we can join in with their rally as we travel around. So that gets us to meet a whole group of people that we haven't previously met that we can join in with.
And being the president, and they're just going to let you in without mention. And here comes Paul. He's the president of his chapter. Step aside, roll out the red carpet.
I think it's just like friends you don't know you've got. You go along and it's a group of people that you just fit in with rather than sitting on your own in some town somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And fabulous. Everyone has been so friendly. So, you know, and very welcoming.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing about people. As you get a little bit older, you've got nothing to prove. You're just here to enjoy yourself and share the fun.
Mm. I think it's a definite must for anybody that's travelling that are a little bit older, that don't have a social network.
Yeah.
And to meet new people, like-minded people, absolutely. And want to just relax and have a lot of fun without any pressure or stress or worrying about the fellow next door with his AC/DC at full volume. All righty. We're going to have to wind this up, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Paul and Vicky.
No problem.
I've got to play you guys a song. Now, do you have a favourite singer or band? Has to be Australian.
Okay. I really like the song that John Williamson does about old farts in caravan parks. It's not quite what we are.
No.
But there's a lot of...
All right. Now, looking at your wife, Paul, I think I'm going to say old fart and carer in caravan park.
Love him, Paul.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
Wonderful travel around.
Thank you so much. Stick around, listeners, for more of Roman Oz. We'll be back with Johnny Williamson's Old Farts in Caravan Parks.
When we were in the Kimberley, we actually toured the show through first of all, and I made sure everybody in the audience knew I was going to come back through with a camper van. So I got all sorts of invites to go out to stations and up rivers fishing for barramundi. Just fantastic. And, of course, we did stay in a lot of caravan parks as well. This is all the way between Broome and Darwin. And I'd forgotten all about caravan parks. It's fabulous. I met all these wonderful old people. And I could feel a song coming on straight away. And I've called it Old Farts in Caravan Parks. Happy travellers are we, around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. And king of the road are we. Up a mountain road we wind, with a mile of traffic stuck behind. Too friendly a folk you wouldn't find. Oh, cheery old chooks away. We've hit the road and sold a home. Like a pair of drovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. And a pair of toilers are we. We'll pick fruit or prune a tree. Any old job doesn't worry me. It'll cover our fuel and the camping fee. Ah, frugal old farts, oi. And the dear old chooker, you. In your terry-toweling dressing gown. The one you bought in the country town. Yours is pink and mine is brown. Threadbare old farts away. Yet we've hit the road and sold a home. Like a pair of rovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. Oh, geez, we'll have to pull up again soon, don't we? And a tidy little unit away. Everything has a place to be. A jar of coffee and a tin of tea. A life or two, but not for three. Oh, sexy old tarts away.
And we always camp just near the loo, cause I have to go at midnight too. And dribble, 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 dribble's all I do. All over the hill are we. Oh, happy campers are we. Around Australia in the caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. Go around. Go around. And the same to you too, sonny.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.